What's up, everybody? Welcome to the nail shop. This is Kasara, and I'm coming to you with another what? Zeus Network review. The Bad Boys Club. Okay. Found out that Jocelyn's Cabaret reunion is May the 4th, so that's coming up. It can't be fucking May the 4th. Did it say May the 4th? Maybe it was May the 14th. I gotta go look at that. Because today is the 2nd. And that come on the weekend. Okay, I gotta go and check that. But it had a date and it's in May. So, and we're in May and it's coming up. So, bam. We ended off as a Bad Boys Club. I was telling you that it was gonna be a new guy coming in. And like I said, I thought his name was Jonathan, and his name is Jonathan Wright, and he is a famous celebrity hairstylist. Like, I'm talking about Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion, like, he up there, Trina. He up there with when it come down to doing some hair, right? So when he gets there, so let's back up because I told y'all like they like to cut it off in between stuff. Yeah. So before he got there, Carrie Ann Franklin and Milan were still having. They were like still talking about that fight. That had happened at the end of the last episode, and he, Carry On was just, I don't know, Carry On, like, 1 minute I think I like fucking Carry On, next minute I don't know about Carry On, because the shit that he says makes sense. Like, when he says, like, them guys up in there are fucking with him, totally so, but then when he's, like, giving his reason for being, I don't know, it's just too much, it's too fucking much. So he's his energy is off, and he's Carry On is upstairs talking to Dorelli, and Dorelli was like, dude, need to calm down, Milan about to come and give us some gifts, like, come get one. Carry On was like, man, fuck him and his gifts. I think I would have said that too. Like, if we got beef, I want your fucking gift. We got beef. It's not a gift. It's a trick. So he doesn't get it, but all the other guys downstairs get it. And he has some replicas of his assets. And he also has some pretend replicas of female assets, so adults can be able to make pleasure with themselves. So that's what he gives them as toys. And the guys, the straight guys, it's only two of them that's like really out there. Like, oh, I'm straight. They don't seem happy, but they appreciate the gift. Like, they're like, damn, I ain't never seen nothing like this. I thought that was cool. So I like that they still not on, like, they hang out with the guys and that they're not, because at first, the first couple episodes, it was really like, we have to know who is who before we can hang out with any of y'all. Like, it was weird. But now you see them commingling and laughing and doing, planning events together. They're getting ready to have a pool party at the event that's being planned right before the new Jonathan guy comes in. So they hurry up and de-escalate this whole Carry On in Milan shit, because it's like, what's the point? You know, what's the point? It's nonsense. Jonathan, the new bad boy, is outside. Of course, they're not telling us who he is just yet. And they're not telling us who he is just yet, but they were like being introduced, the guys are being introduced as far as like, hey, this is what's getting ready to happen, blah 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 blah. Like kind of like a pre-introduction before he actually walks in. And then when he walks in, he knows a couple people. He knows Anthony. He knows, I don't think he knows Gutta personally, but I think he knows that Gutta follows him or like fucks with him or something like that. And then he knew Dorelli, where the money resides. It was funny because was saying that he had gave him his flowers. He was like, I'm just trying to figure out where the money resides. I was like, ah, that's how you do with their flowers. So they energy was cool. He needed to go find him a room. Everybody's energy was cool until Jonathan needed to go find a room. And Jonathan is like, I'm a top celebrity hairstylist. Like, I ain't sleeping with nobody. I ain't sharing no room. Or I ain't sleeping in no little ass bed. I put it to you like that. I need a big ass room. I got all these bags. Like, make it do what it do. So the only person who got the room to his liking, to Jonathan's liking, is Milan. So Milan is like, unless we fucking, I ain't sharing no room with nobody. I don't get down like that. Like, and Jonathan was like, well, then I guess this is my room. Like, if you're not gonna share it, then it's mine. So they kind of like going back and forth. He calling them Stink. He like, nah, Stink, nah. Like, little cute little pet names and shit. Like, and I'm like, okay, but you can tell there's tension. And Jonathan ends up, no, not Jonathan. Milan calls up his homeboys. Now, mind you, Milan has been like low key fighting every motherfucker up in there, right? But they all, Milan is also like one of the biggest niggas up in there until Jonathan came. And Milan calls his homeboy because his homeboy is out in LA. He's like, I'm gonna need you to pull up because I think this big ass motherfucker is trying to fight me. I don't know. The vibes is off, blah 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 blah. So his friend is like, hell yeah, I'm gonna pull up. Like, I got you. So, of course, typical fucking Zeus, right when everything is getting to the getting, that's when it's next week on Zeus. And it's like, what? Did you really just have me watch this fucking show to watch two men fight, then one man pass out adult toys, and then bring in a whole new another man just to, for them to fight again, but this time about a fucking room? Like, oh, okay, Zeus. I like, damn, we could have at least got to the damn to the swim party, you know what I'm saying? And then the next time, we didn't get to the fucking swim party yet. Well, I don't know why I'm calling it a swim party. Pool party? It's some type of, I think it was a pool party. Gotta wash my hands. And now I got the hiccups. I hate that. I've been talking to y'all, and then here we go. Ridiculous, and I got more shit to talk. All right, let me see if I can pull this out or if I'm gonna have to stop. So, gotta. I'm gonna have to pause this one. I'll be right back.
That's a bad boy. Is you mad, boy? Get a bad boy, bitch. That's a bad boy. Is you mad, boy, bitch? That's a bad boy. Get a bad boy, bitch. That's a.
Sorry about that. Had to get rid of them hiccups. You already know it is too much for me when I get them hiccups. So, Like I was saying, Milan says that he's like all over the fighting and it's making him sad, even though he was the one who ran up on Carry On, mind you. On the last podcast, I told y'all Milan ran up on Carry On while he was taking a selfie, and this man gonna say, "Oh, this is making me sad. You're doing it, damn it." So I don't know. They still fighting, mind you. Fucking Gutta. I like Gutta. Gutta is like, "I'm not here for all of this drama." And I like, you haven't seen Gutta fight. Like, Gutta is like, "Can we just have some fucking fun, please? Like, when is the fun gonna get here? Like, I just want somebody to make me laugh, chuckle, smokes weed, kind of twerk." I feel good. Gutta is like, "We keep having to have these fucking kumbayas, and then we just fight right after. I'm over it." They kept running up and down the fucking stairs this damn episode. Like, what the fuck? That was irritating the hell out of me. I'm like, okay. Is there a therapist upstairs that I don't know about? Because if not, y'all need one. I really fucking think these men need a therapist. They don't need just security and production and producers and all that bullshit. No, they need a therapist on scene. Because sometimes I'm like, I think these men is going through something else. And they're deflecting. Because some of these fights and arguments just don't make no fucking sense. Like, about this room. Like, wow. I mean, well, you know what? I think I might fight over a room because I ain't fucking sharing. I ain't sharing. And that's the problem. I ain't sharing. Man, so Jonathan was like, "It's late. I just got here. I'm gonna go back to the hotel that they just brought me from, and we'll figure this shit out tomorrow." And tomorrow is the so tomorrow will be technically next week for us, and but tomorrow for them, they're gonna be having the pool party, and that's when Jonathan is supposed to be coming back from his hotel. And based off of like when they're like next week on the previews, of course it's gonna be some more fighting. It looked like Mulan's friend that he had called up to roll up to the house. He's gonna be fighting, like he gonna run up on Jonathan, and it looked like Jonathan gonna beat the shit out of his ass. John, it looked like Natalie from Bad Girls Club is going to be rolling up to the party. It looks like, again, because you know they just do like little clips. So I'm just piecing all of this stuff together. It looks like the fight is about to be over the fucking room. Yes, the room. And I can't wait for next week's episode to see, because if I am right and Milan's friend is fighting for Milan's room, I have so many fucking questions. Because why the hell does this man give any fucks? Like, you're not even on the show. We don't even know your fucking name. Like, why are you fighting this man's battles for you? Like, and he called him, when Milan called him, he called him to fight. Because he was saying how he done fought a whole bunch of fucking people ever since he's been there. He done fought every day and his leg fucked up and this and that. Which you get some bruises and some aches and some pains when you out here fighting and shit. But I'm like, that was really just to like, it was intentional. So I'm just trying to see if what I'm thinking is right. Because I promise you, the way that they cut it, the way that they had the phone call, the way that they did the preview, I'm just like, this all of this is adding up. And you don't have nobody come out here and fight your fucking battles with your grown ass man self. I ain't. You didn't came up in here and low key bragged. Oh yeah, I done fought every nigga up in here. Like what? I beat his ass. I beat his ass. I beat his ass. Like, oh, so now it's a nigga up in here who could beat your ass. And now it's like, you know what? I don't think fighting should happen. And if you think you're gonna fight over my room, I got a big homie for you. But his big homie was a little homie. Because Jonathan is a big, like, he's big. He's solid. He's tall. The man's from fucking Texas. Born and raised Texas. You know what I'm saying? So, they eat different. They built a little different. Shit. Carry on is like being the fucking antagonist ass that he is. Like, oh yes, another Texan up in here. Now y'all about to see how it can really go down up in here, and why I keep basically restraining myself from turning into that, because this is gonna go down. It's gonna go down. Like, y'all gonna see how Texas really go down. And I'm like, well damn, because he was saying all of this stuff, like in his confessionals, Carry On, before Jonathan was even, like, had even done anything. He had just walked in the house and introduced himself and said he was from Texas. And then they did Carry On's confessional. And like I said, he wasn't looking for his room yet. It was no tension yet. And Carry On was like, oh yeah, it's about to go down up in this house. He was like, I can guarantee you. He was like, it's about to go down. And now y'all going to see why I make sure I control myself. Because these Texas folks ain't nothing to play with. And I'm like, I ain't going to fuck with Texas. Goodness. Jeez Louise. Like, okay. But I've heard that. Don't fuck with Texas, man. Texas ain't the one that shoots your ass first and never asks another question. Like, everybody get to have a gun. So, I thought that was funny. Because Carry On was like, he like, yeah, Mulan about to be off my ass cheeks and it's about to be this nigga. And the thing is, man, they was low-key friends. Mulan fucked that up and he didn't even realize. And I really think if Mulan did a sincere apology to Carry On for everybody that he fucked up, everything would be different. But it's too late now, because now tension's done rolled over to this new guy. And if he try to do it now, it's gonna make him look like he's trying to fucking gain allies and he's weak. Like, if he's in a fucking bad position, and it would not surprise me before this season ends, it wouldn't surprise me if Jonathan beats the shit out of Mulan. Like, it really wouldn't. I'm getting a date for the cabaret reunion. So we can know. Let me see. I'm trying to get it. This is the teaser. This isn't where I got it from, though. Man, come on. Hold on, y'all. Because I want to give you the right date. Because the date that I said, that would mean that's in like 2 days. And Jocelyn's Cabaret is on Sundays. You see how I was about to say Saturday and then I had to change it up. Sunday, that's when it usually plays out. Damn it. The Met Gala's was last night, so that's all that's in my way. I don't want to see that. I want to see the date for Jocelyn's Cabaret. I know it was May. We're in May. Maybe it was the 14th. I have a four stuck in my damn head. Okay. I found out before this. Okay, for sure I knew before this. Don't get mad at me. I want y'all to date. Okay, I can't find it. And it's taking me 2 months. It's taking me too long. And it's messing with my damn anxiety. And here it is. Okay. May 8th. There you go. Found it! I found it for y'all. May 8th. So that's when it'll be out. So I soon as, and you already know it's gonna be like at least three parts. You know what I'm saying? It was too much fucking drama for them to be able to do the whole reunion in one little doop doop. It ain't happening. So May 8th, I'm gonna say probably by the May 10th, I'll have your Jocelyn's update on the cabaret to see how everybody is feeling after Las Vegas, and I know it's tensions. I want to know how Lexi Blow is doing. I hope she's doing good. Chanel looked like she's doing good. I've been following her on Instagram, and she done got her body like, and she's still natural. She didn't get it done or nothing, but all that shit Jocelyn was talking about her body, she fixed. So I'm very, very, very curious about how that's gonna come out. And don't forget, why did I get hyped? Fucking, that's when Jocelyn gonna have that fight. Jocelyn Ballistic and like some of the other cast members, they gonna be fighting. That's because I want to see if they ran up on Jocelyn and Ballistics came and snatched the bitch off of Jocelyn, I ain't mad. Under no fucking circumstances am I mad, and I'm saying it now. But if Ballistic ran up on somebody, of course I'm gonna be fucking mad. You know what I'm saying? Like, but if he was protecting his girl, I'm gonna tell you just like how I protected Will Smith. He was protecting his wife. Don't get me fucking started on being protected. Like, no. No. So I just had to put that out there. Because I can't wait till the 8th. That's this weekend. See, I knew I'm like, wait, the 4th is a Sunday. That is this Sunday. So yes, I'm gonna have that podcast out way before the 10th. Cause I would have watched it. And I would have wanted to give y'all the tea. So like I always say, before I let you leave me, love, peace, and keep your nails on fleek. Yeah.